A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Samach, Yuma 60a, pagination page 119, middle of the page, the beginning of a line, Masnisin a new Mishnah. Kol Ma'asa Yom HaKippurim, everything that's written by Yom HaKippurim from the beginning of Acharemos, Ha'omor ala Seder, it's written with a specific order. Im Hikte Ma'asa L'Chaveiro, if you did one thing before the other, Lo asa klum, it's invalid. For example, hiktim's dam ha-soyer le-dam ha-par, if they did the second animal, the soyer, first, they did it before the dam ha-par, which was supposed to be first, yachzor ve-yaza me-dam ha-soyer le-achar dam ha-par, they should go and bring the dam ha-soyer now after the dam ha-par has been brought. The Chashuke Chemed brings a phenomenal practical source for such an application. The Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Dalid regarding Kriyashma writes that if a person says Kriyashma out of order, he says the Psukim out of order, so then it's not that he loses everything, that it's one unit and you did it out of order, so you have to start again. But rather, if he did the Pasuk, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and then he did Shema, so then the Shema works. And from the Shema, we now have to do it in order. So again, it's not that you did over here, Sa'ir Par, no good, trash it all, start again, and you have to do Par again, and then Sa'ir. But rather, whatever you did, to the extent that it could be done in order, it will stand and will work. But the focus, of course, here is that it has to be done in order. If you'll take a glance at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, middle of the line, Rashi says, Chuka le'ikuva. That there's a pasuk at the end of that section in Vayikra, in Parshas Acharemos, Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Lamedalid, that says the word chuka, and that's the last pasuk in the perek. It's like summation, it has to be done chuka. Rashi says, li'ikuva, that the word chuka, meaning it's a law, it has to be done exactly like this, and therefore it has to be done in order. There are limitations to what has to be done in order. Count up from the bottom in the Gemara, about 10 lines, towards the end of a line, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Eimasai, when was this law said that everything has to be done in order? B'devorim hana'asin b'vigdei lavan mi bifnim. Only things that are done in the white clothes, in the Kohen Gadol's special Yom Kippur clothes, and they're done on the inside. They're done out of the Azara, not in the outer courtyard, but on the inside. So those things are uniquely Yom Kippur, and therefore they have to be done in order. Avot dvar manasim bevigdei lavan mibachutz. But if something is done, even in the white garments, but it's done on the outside, it's done in the courtyard, like the raffle, the goral, or the vidui, or the shvichas shirayim, pouring out the leftover blood by the outside mizbeach, im hikdem asa l'chaveiro masha asa asui, after the fact, we let it through. It's not uniquely chok, as this pasuk is telling us regarding the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. Towards the end of the blot, one line up, we get the pasuk that it's all based on. The pasuk says, "Va'isa zos lochem l'chukas olam." This should be for you a law forever. Achas bashana. Once a year. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda learns, Mokom Shemeschaprim Bo Pamachas Bashana, this is the first understanding that the Gemara proposes, a place that is unique, that you only atone there once a year. Drop down one line, so we're on the third line of the page, and the Gemara asks, Atu l'Rab Yehuda makom ksiv, the word place is not written anywhere. Why is this being identified as a chok of the place, and anything that's not in the place is not included in this requirement chok to be done in order? Recognize, as Rashi tells us, that if we stuck to this interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, it would be limited to the Kodesh Kadoshim, because that's the only place that is so unique that it's only done as a service once a year. And the chok, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would literally be limited to Big Day Lavan and only in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Gemara continues and re-clarifies Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in such a way, as the Rambam paskins, that it would include the Big Day Lavan service done in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, as we call it. Four lines from the top, Ela hainu taimed de Rabbi Yehuda, this is the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, Kesiv Zos, it says in that Pasuk of Chok, which is telling us that everything has to be done perfectly in the same order as it was described. But it also says Zos, this, Uksiv Achas, and it says one. And the Gemara says this comes to exclude certain parts of service that may have been mentioned in the section over there in Parshas Acharemos, but even though they're mentioned in the section over there, they're coming to be excluded that these things are not uniquely Yom Kippur. So between the Pasuk Zos to exclude and the word Achas to exclude, Chad l'miyute big day lavan mibachutz, one excludes services done in the Big Day Lavan outside. We mentioned that would be the Goral, the raffle, the Vidu, the confession, and the Shvicha Shirayim, the pouring of the leftover blood. V'chad l'miyute Big Day Lavan, Big Day Zahav, I'm sorry. And the other one is to exclude anything that's done in the Begadim, the Golden Begadim, that's also not considered uniquely Yom Kippur. Every exception has an exception. So if you'll drop down to about 10 lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kitores Shechofna Kodem Shchita So Shel Par Lo Asa V'lo Klum. If he scooped up into his hands the ketores, the incense that's going to be brought on the inside in the Kodesh Kodashim, if he scooped it up out of order, it doesn't work. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Come on, look, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda because it's being scooped up wearing the Big Day Lavan, but it's being scooped up in the Azara. It's not being scooped up on the inner sanctuary. Only things that are done on the inside with the Big Day Lavan. And the Gemara answers, Afilu temer Rabbi Yehuda, it could be even Rabbi Yehuda, Tzorech pnim kipnim domi. If something so clearly is for the purpose of the inner service, then it's also considered the inner service. And therefore the ktores, even the part of the scooping, is considered an avodas penim, wearing the Big Day Lavan. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.